Here's the thing. Summer always exposes the truth about your wardrobe because there are the clothes you think you wear, and then there are the three things you actually reach for over and over again because they're comfortable, easy, and somehow still make you feel put together. That's exactly why I keep coming back to Quince. Quince people, I feel like they've mastered that balance between looking elevated and being genuinely so wearable. They're like the kind of pieces you throw on without thinking, and somehow you always get complimented when you're wearing them. I always get complimented when I'm wearing a Quince piece. And let me tell you what, summertime means I am loving and living in Quince's linen pieces. First of all, let me tell you about these linen pieces. They look so chic, like summering in capri. And also they're lightweight, breathable, and perfect for those days like lately when it's been very hot, when it's way too hot to wear anything complicated. They're so gorgeous. Go online, go on their website and check it out. I promise you'll be obsessed. The linen, the pieces, the sets. Oh, it's delicious.
Yeah, beautiful. And the one thing I really appreciate about Quince is the value. They use premium materials like 100% European linen, organic cotton, washable silk, and soft denim, but without the luxury brand markup that usually comes with those fabrics. In fact, most of their products are priced about 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And the reason they can do that is because they worked directly with ethical factories and cut out the middlemen. So you're paying for the quality of the product rather than a giant brand name attached to it. They've also expanded way beyond clothing. You can find home goods, bedding, kitchen essentials, and a bunch of other elevated everyday items that make life feel a little nicer.
Yeah, and fam, we are talking quality, okay? We are talking luxurious. I recommend Quince to everyone. If I was still a wardrobe stylist, I'd be getting all of my clients' pieces from Quince. Like I said, their linen sets have basically become my summer uniform, and I have a couple pieces that have reached that status where they're always being worn in the laundry or waiting to be worn again. They're just the best. Go online, I'm telling you. So many amazing things on Quince. You got to check it out. Elevate your summer wardrobe. Go to quince.com/momdad for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada too. That's quince.com/momdad for free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/momdad.
Welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
So, Broads.
Hello, Broads.
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday to you too.
I was just saying on Tuesday, we have like three things that we pretty much talk about.
Yes.
On Chatty Broads.
Yes.
We talk about The Bachelor.
Bachelor.
We talk about astrology.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually like to talk about supernatural,
yes,
kind of stuff.
Yes, and we have had a psychic on before. You were not present. You were gone. And Becca was absolutely devastated.
Devastated.
Oh. Well, lucky for us, I happened to, via some mutual friends of ours too, a friend of Craig.
Mm-hmm.
This is, dude, a friend of Craig. What? Craig Conant is one of the dearest friends of the podcast.
Oh, yes.
And staple. I found this individual through him, and he is a comedian, and I found out also a clairvoyant, and I'm like, we must chat. So, Broads, please welcome Thomas Dale.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Thomas. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. You guys are so adorable. I love your energy already. I was actually a feeling of like happiness and peace came over me before we logged on. Like I was in the bathroom, I was brushing my teeth, and all of a sudden, like I just felt excited. And beforehand, I was like, you know, because I always get nervous whenever I do podcasts where there's a lot of watchers and listeners, and
yeah,
I'm doing a reading. So it's like, it feels like there's people watching in a very intimate moment.
Sure.
So I always, you know, I'm always like, oh, you know, that's like, I'm exposing my spirit and your spirit. But then all of a sudden I had this like very calm peace, and I was like, oh, they're fun.
Love that. Love. Starting off great. Thank you.
Yeah.
The
yeah,
compliments points are always a good way to start. Well, you are looking absolutely beautiful yourself. I'm loving the pony and the sweatshirt. And
yes, thank you.
You're just
the
looking.
The pony is my new, it's my transition into from being a comic into my clairvoyant medium self.
I like that.
Yes.
Tell us about
yes
this transition and how you are where you are today.
Yeah, I started comedy 14 years ago in New York. I'm from New York, Long Island. And I found myself in comedy. Well, should we start maybe from the 90s?
Yes, let's start from the 90s.
yes, okay. So when I was a kid in the 90s, I was like 13 years old. And I remember me and my friends would be hanging out, smoking weed, blah, blah, blah. And like, I used to get, when I was by myself, not when I was smoking weed, I used to get these visions of like the future for our country and for like just the world. I used to see like the White House on fire. I used to see fires all over the land. This was before like fires were a thing here, you know? And I used to see like destruction and civil war and all this stuff. And I used to tell my friends, and this was the Clinton years, everything was great. So I used to tell my friends, I used to talk about it all the time. And my friends were like, we're 13, relax, you know, like pass the blunt and shut the fuck up, you know? But I'd be like, no, I'm telling you, I see this new world, all this stuff, like literally like devastation, like just the buildings burning, everything to the ground, because you can't rebuild a new foundation of utopia and like progressiveness on top of an old system. Mm-hmm. It just doesn't work. That just can't happen. Mm-hmm. So for about 20 years now, I've been preaching to people, just trying to like wake everyone up so that we don't have to go through this, you know? In 2012, the divide happened, all this stuff. So I always used to be very like open and astrology and all that stuff as a 13-year-old boy from Long Island, you know, like, yeah, I'm gay, but like, it doesn't, not every gay person's into it. Yeah. I was very into it, you know? And, then I was like, how will they know me? Because I knew I had a message and I knew that I had like, I used to say I'm one of the leaders of the new world. One, where there's many. There's no such thing as leaders. Just there's going to be little pockets of communities after all the destruction. Yes. So I said, I'll rise as, and I used to say, when I'm in my 50s and 60s, like I'll be a wise older man, you know?
Thomas, so now, I barely know you and I will follow you into the new world. I swear to God.
Girl, yes, I will lead you. I will only lead you to happiness.
I just swear, want you to know that you have my allegiance before we even get into this.
Stop it. I love you. so I always used to preach it, and I sounded crazy, but I really don't care about sounding crazy. It's because I know I'm not. It's just a feeling. And I was like, how will they know me? I never thought of doing stand up. I liked it. I just never thought I could do it. So then I just I dated. I had a boyfriend. I call it coming of gay. I was 18, 19. I had my boyfriend, all this stuff, you know, a nervous breakdown, the whole thing when you're in love for the first time. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, dating's not for me. It's not my thing. That's too intense. I feel too much. I also feel the truth. So I know when someone's lying. Mm. And he would lie a lot. He was, you know, an alcoholic and young, gay. We were all young. So he was like, he needed to be out there. And so then I started comedy. One thing led to the next. I became really good at it. I started to get, you know, people following and all that stuff. I'm not famous, but people knew me in comedy. So then I was like, oh, this is how they'll know me. So I started to work towards comedy to get the platform so that when shit hits the fan, I was already a known thing. 14 years later, I still wasn't famous. So I was like, now I'm just like, I felt like the business was starting to corrupt my soul. Mm. And I felt like it was changing me. And I had to protect my energy and I had to protect my soul. And I said, I just can't do this anymore. All my peers, Craig included, used to be like, dude, you're way too good of a comic to leave comedy. We can't have Thomas Dale not in comedy. Mm-hmm. You're our boy. You have to be doing this. And I just didn't feel right. I go, I don't want to do this anymore. So I left my agent, which was all my bread and butter, all my money. And I started Ubering. I was never happier. Driving an Uber, schlepping people around. Just like, you know, like just I wasn't Thomas Dale. I was just a Uber driver and I loved it. I started to get images and visions with the strangers in my back seat. And I'm like, all right, let me take a chance. And I would say, what is this unicorn toy? Just out of example, what is this thing? And the girl's like, well, how do you know about that?
And you slowly, are the Uber driver of my dreams.
Girl, I would have, there were girls that would be in my car crying. They didn't want to leave. They're like, I don't want to leave you. You're like, they're like, I would see their soul. They're like, no one's ever seen me like this.
Oh my God.
So I was like, yeah, I always did it socially. Like I was always very good socially. I was homecoming king. I was all the things. I always rose to the leader, you know, because I would see people, their soul. I would be able to see. I have the ability to unveil your truth as well. That's I'm a Heyoka empath. That's another thing that I didn't even realize until I started going on this journey. Long story short, I started to do these readings in my car. I remember I had this little old Pakistani couple, mid-60s. They were here. Their son had tried to kill himself. They didn't tell me that. I started talking to them and, you know, what are you here for? And they're like, oh, we're visiting our son. And I just all of a sudden downloading. And I said, is he okay? Because I sense there's something wrong and he needs your help. And they go, oh my God, how did you know that? And we started talking. And I knew he was gay. I go, he's gay, but I didn't want to, I'm not outing you. I wanted to hear from them. So as I kept talking, it got to that. They were like, well, he might be a little homosexual. And I was like, yeah, I know. And I'm glad you said it. The dad, military guy, he takes his sunglasses off. He's like, how did you? He's like, we've been going to therapy for years with him. They said in 10 minutes, you could even see it on my reviews for Uber. They were like, you solved so much. They wrote in my reviews. I was a gift from God sent to them. So then I was like, all right, I have something. I always knew I could see things, but I never felt like I could consciously be a fucking clairvoyant and like read people. Mm-hmm. So I said, let me practice. I won't, you know, I'm like, I'm not going to start doing it as a business until I know I have an actual product or an actual service. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. So just like comedy, you do open mics. So I started practicing at the dog park on my friends. I would pull them over and I'd be like, let me try to read you and see what's up.
Why did I not run into him anywhere? Oh, no. I'm like, this is what I dream of.
Seriously. All I want is to someone pull me over in the produce aisle at the grocery store and be like, I have a vision. I'd be like, I'm dropping yes, everything right now. Please yes, tell me. Yes. Yes.
And I would nail it 100 out of 100. I would say things to them. And then spirits started coming to me. So I would say to this one woman, she's like, you know, what's wrong with my balance? So I'm talking to her and I go, did you lose your dad at a very early age? And she's like, holy shit, how did you know that? She's 70. She's like, how'd you know that? I go, I don't know how I know, but did you? She goes, yeah, when I was 10, my dad died. I go, that's where your energy blocked. Ever since then, you're off balance. You can't get your balance. Your energy is all messed up. You have to go home and relive that experience. One thing led to the next. Then I started having people come to my apartment and I did these sessions. And it's more than just a clairvoyant reading. I do childhood regression where I put myself back to their childhood and I can actually get to the moment things changed for them. Where they start, a lot of things are perception, how we're perceiving things. So I'm able to find the root of the thing that started to get them to, you know, why they are now. I didn't know I was a Heyoka empath until I started to investigate all this stuff.
Yeah, what is that exactly?
So the Native Americans looked at empaths are empaths. Those are people that can feel your energy. They feel other people's emotions. They're connected to their spirit and they can feel things. Mm-hmm. A Heyoka empath is one of the higher levels of an empath. And they almost have magical abilities. So a Heyoka, the Native Americans used to call it the sacred clown. And there I was as a comic. Then they also said, they unveil your truth. My dog's name is Truth. I named him that 2.5 years ago. I just found out about the Heyoka thing this past year. So then it said, you'll find that people are either absolutely in love with you or they're angry or dissettled around you. And those were always my relationships.
Wow.
People were either obsessed or they couldn't stand being near me because I was all I do is I expose who you are, everything. And I get goosebumps right now thinking about it. I've been getting goosebumps since this whole like thing started. That's the spirit world using it as an indicator to me that it's like that I'm either just correct about what I'm feeling or saying. Mm-hmm. They gave me all through my whole body. I get goosebumps. It's like insane. So I just was like, you know what? I think this is what I want to start going towards. This is it. This is my calling. So I only did spots that would pay like good money around town. I'd stopped doing all the spots and I just was Ubering and doing Long Beach Laugh Factory and I was in heaven. Then quarantine happened and a friend said to me, why don't you, I never thought of being able to do it like through FaceTime. Mm-hmm. They said, why don't you offer a special virtual is now a thing. So I was like, you know what, let me try. And then all of a sudden it started going. Then it was all referrals. People would come back more and more. And then I started doing people's podcasts and then boom, now I'm booked till October 10th, 6 a day.
Yeah. Whoa.
5 days a week. Yes. Yes.
Getting it.
5 days a week.
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
And it's a lot of referrals. You could see all the reviews on my Instagram. There's like over 100 reviews and it's just been such a beautiful experience. Like I've been seeing murders. And I'm describing it in detail and they're not telling me someone was murdered. One girl, I was like, did you just watch a horror movie? Because I just saw someone's throat get sliced. And the girl was like, no, I didn't watch a horror movie. I don't even know what that means. I was like, it was so scary. All right, let's move on. So I had my eyes and she goes, oh my God. I go, what? She goes, I don't know how I didn't connect this, but my cousin was murdered 6 months ago and they decapitated her. And I was like, well, I think she's here. And then I started describing the whole scene. I go, I see her. She's like in a forest. And she goes, yeah, she was in the country. I go, and she's saying there were two people there. And I think it happened in her car or on the way to her car. And she goes, yeah, it was her camper. She was camping. I said, does she have a dog? I'm like, because I see a dog. And she goes, yes, they killed the dog too. Oh my and the dog God. Was with her, like on the spirit world. It's just energy. Energy has memory. Energy exists. Energy doesn't die. They're not sitting in heaven. It's not like that. That's so crazy. Like a man-made thing. It's energy. Energy leaves. This is just a physical fleshy vessel. Our body, when it is done, the energy leaves and it's back in the universe. Mm-hmm. So spirits are all around us. It's energy. Yeah. Just like your light bulb, just like it's just a spirit, you know? So now here we are.
Well, okay, I have to say for just a minute, because I haven't really talked about this on the podcast, but mm-hmm. I have been going, Jess knows, I have been going nuts being like, there is going to be some really crazy shit that's going to hit the fan. Mm-hmm. About a year ago after I had my daughter, I started freaking out. Like, I don't know if I want to live in the greater LA area. I don't know if this is safe for me and my mm-hmm. children. And then now maybe the past few weeks, I had like a breakdown watching The Pianist with Adrian Brody.
Oh and, my God, I have to see it.
Yeah. And it's about like he's in the Holocaust in the movie and all that. And anyway, ever since then, I've been like, you guys, we got to prepare. Like this whole like apocalyptic situation is going to go down.
It's real. Yep.
And it's like kind of it's my real. Big focus right now. And I sound like a crazy person when you're saying all that. I'm like, I know.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, you know, you're connected. You get it. It's I didn't realize it was going to happen so soon. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, I thought it was going to be, you know, because like I said, I felt like I was in my 50s and 60s when I said I'm here for the rebuild. So it makes sense. Because I just turned 40. So in 10 years, I'll be 50.
Yeah.
So in the next 10 years, it'll be just destruction, honestly. Knock on wood. I don't want that to be. I wish we can come to this utopia. But think about it. Come November 3rd, no matter who wins, shit's going to pop off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't mean to sound so basic about like, oh, it's not just politics. No. It's like, you can see it. You know, like, it's like, that's why when I've been trying to like reach out to people and post things, I've been trying to get all the people I love on the boat because the shit's, I'm like, please don't be on that side because that's the side that we're going to all be fighting. We're not going to be in the streets, me and you shooting. That's not what's going to happen. During the Civil War, there were people in their homes while all the fighting was going on. Mm-hmm. So people can't wrap their mind around it. They're like, I'm not going to be. That's not how war in a country happens. Mm-hmm. We're just going to be living through it.
Yes.
So people think, oh, they think wearing a mask is bad. Wait until you can't even get to the grocery store. Okay. Like it's going to be bad. And but again, good prevails. So after the destruction, when the rebuild happens, it's going to be the society and the community that energy has wanted. This isn't about like, man-made shit. This is like the Mayans talked about it. It's a split of consciousness. It started in 2012. People misinterpreted what that means. It didn't mean the end of the world. It meant the end of an old consciousness. Mm-hmm. So you can see it. And I remember when I was like 16, I used to read all these astrology books and it would say, it even said like in the future, femininity is the thing that takes lead. Mm. It even said astrology will be looked at as like the Bible, how like people looked at the Bible. They'll look to astrology. Then they, you know, all this stuff. Yeah. All this stuff. They talked about the star children coming out and like all the power people who now have that light in them are now being activated. Mm. So all of a sudden it just made so much sense. I had to go through 14 years of a comedy business just to be humbled enough to get out of my ego and live in my spirit. The moment I stepped into that Uber, I was completely humbled because I would go on stage, get almost a standing ovation and then jump in an Uber to go make food money, you know? Mm. And it was because I left my agent because I said, I don't want to do this anymore. So I had to take that cut and that my spirit, once I stepped into it, spirit started all of a sudden. Now I could literally like just say something and they're like, how the fuck did you know that? And I'd be like, I don't like, I'll be doing readings. And I'm like, girl, how the hell did I know that shit? I'll be like, oh my God.
blowing my mind.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'm crazy. This is so crazy.
It's so intense sometimes.
So, Brods, I've always believed that a glowing smile is your best accessory, and the added bonus, it costs no money to flash a smile, and you'll always feel good doing it. And all smiles are beautiful, we know this, but if you're not confident with your teeth, sometimes that can be a problem for you. And I know for myself, Candid Clear Aligners helped me get the smile that I was really looking for.
Okay, can I just start off by saying I'm jealous that Candid Co. wasn't around during my braces days? Would have made things so much easier, especially with my TMJ.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, Candid aligners are super comfortable, removable, and totally invisible. Plus, braces and other aligners on the market cost a small fortune. Mm-hmm. And Candid treatment costs about 50% less. And the average treatment time is just 6 months.
Oh, I'm with incredible. You on that. I had the braces twice growing up. But surprise, as an adult, my teeth have moved again and I needed Candid. And it has been a completely different process and different experience. The fact that they are removable, number one, is amazing. If you've had braces, you know the laundry list of foods that you cannot eat, not to mention having the brackets tightened, which was the worst pain.
Horrible.
The worst. You would just dread it.
And the brackets would rub against your lips.
Oh, yes.
You know, around the inside of your mouth.
And you'd be just horrible. A bloody mess. It was terrible. But that's not an issue with Candid Clear Aligners. Another great thing about Candid is that they only work with licensed orthodontists who specialize in tooth movement, who will work with you step by step. So you always know how your teeth are doing and what's up next. You'd think that would be a given, but you would be wrong, unfortunately. Candid is the only company that I'm going to be trusting with my smile, baby.
Ready to take the first step toward getting your dream smile? You can't wait to show off? Of course you want to take that first step. So you can get started today from the comfort of your own home with Candid's risk-free starter kit and $75 off. Just go to candidco.com/chatty and use code chatty. That's candidco.com/chatty, code chatty, for your risk-free starter kit. And $75 off. That's candco.com/chatty, code chatty.
Oh my God, is it exhausting? Do you feel like
it's absolutely draining? Yes. And in the beginning, I had to actually go and meet with a like really advanced medium because I'm a novice. I'm still learning. I'm just good at it, but I'm really still learning. So I went to someone who has been doing it for years who had, and they told me, meditations I can do because I was getting scared. Mm-hmm. This shit is so real. Like I was like, I don't want spirits just coming into my room and you know what I'm saying? Like, and I'm quarantined, so I'm stuck here.
Yeah.
So I was like, I don't want them just here. I was like, I don't know if I want to play with this, you know? And once I spoke to him, I did, now I do these meditations and prayers before I do anything and it protects me and I'm less drained. I was getting so drained. And now I'm less drained because I'm actually doing the protections, but it is very draining. Sometimes by the sixth reading, I'm like, all right, your grandmother's here. I think she's got some cookies for you. You know, like, I'm like, let's go. I'm like, come on, this. I'm like, I'm fucking tired, honey. And my dog's got to go to the park, you know?
You got to let truth out.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. The truth shall set you free, honey. I'm like, because I was like, I'm just tired. So now I'm like, I might just do like five a day, you know, because I don't want the last one to be like, you know.
Yeah, you have to.
I got a grandpa. Like just all irritable.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I have to know, we've thrown astrology around. What are your big three?
Oh, yeah.
Astrology wise.
In what sense?
Sun rising.
Yes. Thank you, baby. I was like, she does not know about no big three. Yes. I thought you meant like my favorite books. My sun sign is a Taurus.
Okay.
My moon is a Pisces. Okay. And my rising's Aquarius.
Okay.
So that's what the Aquarius and the Pisces working together, that's what gives me this openness. And I think it's the Taurus that keeps me grounded.
I mean,
okay, what about you?
You've got earth, water, and air. Oh my goodness.
Exactly.
A balanced and then king.
Yes, exactly. And my Mars is Leo. So that the Mars is where your work and your like communicate all that like relationship stuff, like work stuff. So Leo, that's why I think I was drawn to the stage, you know?
I believe my Mars is in Leo as well.
So is mine.
Well. Shut up. Oh my God. We're like a little lion den. Yeah.
Gotta make sense.
Say your big
So my sun is in Libra. My moon is in Scorpio. And my rising is in Gemini.
Oh my God, girl. You must definitely. So for you, it's like you'll get, you're into like more of like the flirtiness rather than the depth. Whereas the Scorpio desires the depth, but the Libra and the Gemini, you're like, no, I'd rather just have fun and play.
I am a top level. Like I like to go out and jump from group to group to group to group.
Yes.
And then I have a few like intimate friendships, but I can't have a lot. It's like, it's too much. Like, I love the flirty times.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's all you. And what about
my
you,
My Mars love? Is in Leo, by the way. All three of us are Mars in Leo.
I fucking live for that. I knew I felt some kind of a cool, like, a connection.
I am Aquarius Sun, Aquarius Rising, Gemini Moon, baby.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Which, by the way, my whole family, my boyfriend is a Libra, my daughter is an Aquarius, and my son's a double Gemini. So we're just...
Well, you'll notice that there'll be patterns of signs because they say like a birth chart is really just a blueprint of your energy, where your energy, it's like a GPS for your energy because a soul is just energy. So it's just, they say that when you're put onto the earth. So the way astrology works and people are like, well, but how does that work? When you're, it's science, you're on the earth where the earth is affected by gravity, the moon, all of that. You can see it in the tide and the water. So we would be very ignorant to believe that we're not being affected by planets, our brain, just the brain. So when you're put on the earth for like a year after, your brain's still developing, you know, it's small, it's still growing. So astrology is just a very simplistic, almost cartoonish way of explaining how your brain was affected by where all the planets were as you were growing. I mean, it's just science. It's basic. It's very like, if you believe in science, then you'll understand that you're affected by the planets.
Oh, you know, we've gotten into some fights with people out and about when they start making fun of astrology and we're yelling, it's science.
I'm like, yeah, but wait until I show you your chart.
Oh, I love it. Yes. Well, and then what's funny is those people arguing with you have never even studied astrology.
Yeah.
So it's like, shut up. It's like, stop wasting my fucking time with, I go, have you ever studied astrology? No. I go, well, then your opinion, not to be mean, is invalid here. So go and study astrology and then we can have a conversation.
Then we'll have a conversation.
Right? Mm-hmm. I'm done with having conversations with people when they don't have the information. So it's like, can we just stop until you go get educated on what you're even telling me about? Mm-hmm. It's like, it's just, I'm done with it. I'm done. It's like, we have no more time for it. You know?
No.
I can't. I tell people all the time, stop. I go, do you know what you're talking about? Because if you don't, I don't want to talk about it. I go, I'm getting older. I don't have time for this. I'm not 20 anymore. If I was 20, I can go all day. But I'm now 40 and daddy's done. Okay? Daddy is absolutely done. She's talking to spirits all day. She has no time to debate with someone who doesn't know what they're talking about.
You're not in the Facebook comment section anymore. That was always me.
God, me too.
350 comments later, back and forth.
And I'm like, what am I doing? And nothing gets solved except now I'm angry. I'm fighting with my mother for no reason.
Bears and I have been screaming at each other for 3 hours.
Yes, exactly. And it gets nowhere. So I really, that's like one of the things that I'm trying to like not do anymore. Like I really have to, but now I use social media for business. So I'm like, I have to be there, you know?
But you got to preserve your energy.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Oh girl, I'll be like, rah, 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 and then I have sessions and I'm like, all right. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I love your energy. And I'm like, 5 minutes ago, I was like, you're a fucking dumb cunt and you have no idea what you're talking about. You're an inbred. You fucking, it's like, and then I'm like completely, I mean, talk about schizo. Like, I can't, like, you love the police. They're out of control. Like, I just go on and on and on. I'm like, blue lives sound so crazy. There's no such thing as blue people. And I'm like, then I get my stones. I have my stones.
I'm like, serenity now.
Yes, exactly. And because I'm good at what I do, I'm able to turn it off. So it's like, you would think like I take it for granted, you know? Oh, please. I was doing a reading on my friend Rick Glassman. Rick Glassman has a podcast.
Oh, and I just have to say, I was about to send Rick Glassman's YouTube channel to Becca last night.
So
you
great.
Will obsess over him.
He's incredible.
He's Rick unbelievable.
It's the Take Your Shoes Off podcast.
So good.
And he's so funny. Good. So I read his girlfriend on it and we're doing the reading. And Rick is such a skeptic and he's like the peanut gallery. And I was really doing it more for fun, you know, but me and his girlfriend had a good time. So my neighbor was like sawing and doing construction on a fucking balcony 5 feet from me. Okay. Fucking straight boys. It's like, dude, this is not your, go get a house. So I'm sitting there and I'm doing the reading. The girl's grandmother's coming through and I'm like, can you give me a minute, please? And you hear me like open the sliding door. I'm like, shut the fuck up. I'm trying to, and I'm like yelling at him. And then I come back in. I'm like, all right.
and then, your grandma's with us.
Yes, and it was so funny because you see them both reacting as I'm yelling at him, and they're like, "Oh my god!" But I keep it real. I don't give. I'm not trying to lie or hide.
So you're like, it's quarantine. Like, right. Stop sawing in the middle of the day.
Yes, have some like respect. What? Are you, yeah, like, literally,
come on, guys. Quarantine projects. Okay, he's getting his carpentry on.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, carpentry. Oh, I was like, I'm like, dude, that's exactly what I said. I go, I'm working in my house. We're quarantined. I can't leave. He goes, get an office. I was like, I'm going to dive over this balcony. Like, because I'm still a human, bitch. You know, like, I still have my own. I'm on Lexapro, you know, like,
oh,
I still
shout
have
my, out.
Girl, I'm trying to come off it because that shit is like, it messes with you neurologically.
Yeah, I'm off now, but that was for many years. I was
good. Okay, Lexapro. Good. I'll reach out to you and talk to you about that because yeah. I started feeling like weird neurological things and I wasn't sure if it was the ghosts or the pill.
It
I
might
was
be like, both.
It might be both. Yeah. I was like, is it my SSRI or is it the fucking murderer that's coming through me right now? Like, what is it? I was like, I'm not sure. Is it the devil or is it no, not the devil. I would never. Like, I literally tell my spirit guides, only allow happy, loving spirits to come through. Like, it's one of my first requests. I don't do devil.
Oh God.
There's no such thing as the devil, by the way.
Don't do devil.
There's no such thing
as
the devil.
So if you're reaching out to Thomas to get a devil reading, like it's just not.
No. Go somewhere else, bitch. Go next door where they're building shit. They'll do the devil shit. I swear, I had someone who said he was possessed. I was like, I'm gonna give you a refund because I'm not an exorcist, bitch. Like, I'm not looking to do possessed. No, no, no. I can't. I'm not into that shit. My shit is fun, loving, happy. I put you on a road to success. I don't want no fucking devil shit. Uh-uh. Knock on wood. Now I gotta knock on wood.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Well, we're ready to be, you know,
yes,
whatever you want to do
it.
Here.
All right, perfect. Yes, let's do it.
And tell the people what you told us earlier because we're next to each other and we're...
Yes, exactly. So when I don't do two people, right? But we're doing two people. So just so everyone's watching, like the energies will be like, together, there's two people. So if I'm like, if it looks like I'm reaching for something, it's just because it could be someone else's, one of their energies.
Got it.
So I just want people to understand that like, when I'm doing a reading, it's one-on-one. So I'll be connecting to you and the people in your life. But when I'm doing two, you know, I might just be like, is that yours or yours, you know?
Got it.
Okay. And that's it. So I'll explain to both of you what we're going to do. I'm going to be connecting to this area. I'll be like looking and meditating into like that space. It's called the higher heart. So I've learned that I get drawn to that. And I connect my energy to yours. Mm-hmm. It's like an avatar. And then I start downloading the information.
Okay, so what's the difference? Is there like other parts that people could connect to when they're doing this kind of work?
I don't know. I've been to spiritual advisors and some people keep their eyes open the whole time. Some people just, they do different things. I found that when I was practicing in the park, I was drawn to this space.
Oh.
And then when I spoke to that advanced medium, he said, that's the higher heart. So that makes sense. So I was just, I always felt energy coming out of here. He goes, yeah, that's an actual chakra.
Well, and if you're also talking about like speaking truth and being a voice of truth kind of thing, you think about
exactly.
Maybe like your vocal cords and like
exactly,
your truth being spoken, that kind of thing. That makes sense.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. So I always just went to that. Mm. So that's just been my thing, right? So then you'll notice me. So I just tell people, because if you notice me like looking, I'm not looking at your boobs. You know?
I mean, you're welcome to, but.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, no, trust me. Oh my God, when I read straight guys, it's actually hard for me because I'm like, focus. I'll be like reading them. I'll be like, oh, are you working out? You know, like. But when I read a girl, it's like all business. I'm like, put a shirt on, bitch. Like, I have no desire. So I love reading girls because it's pure focus.
Pure like, business.
Yes, business but straight boys, I actually have to say to myself, stop it. I know he's cute. I know he's like, you know, being all strong. I'm so obsessed with straight boys. They're such little like puppies. They're like, ooh. And when I read them, they're actually tight and closed because they always have something to prove or be strong or not let anyone in. And I have to tell them, stop it. I feel you holding back. Let me in. Let it go.
Mm.
And I noticed that fathers, a lot of older straight men Because when I see people on my left-hand side, that means on Earth, or it means they've passed away quickly. When I see people on my right-hand side, that's spirit world. And when they come in on the middle, it's because they're dealing with either stress or dementia or drugs and alcohol or depression. 99% of straight male fathers or older people come in the middle.
Wow.
They're all depressed, stressed, dealing with shit. We're not raising our boys right. That's what it comes down to. We're raising them not to feel their emotions. And I see it all the time. The mom always comes on my left, vibrant, thriving, doing her thing. Mm-hmm. And the dad is over there just fucking stressed on alcohol.
I bet that's going to change in the upcoming couple decades. I bet that's going to really, really change.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yes. Because you even see it like with Gen Z, all the straight boys are very in touch with their femininity and they're not insecure.
Doing their TikTok like, dances.
Exactly. Yeah. Or they'll do like gay shit with each other. And like, it's the cutest thing. And I'm like, but it's also just like straight white men to always have to take other people's shit. Like, you know? So now they're like, oh, gays.
For us.
Yes. They're like, gay is cool. Well, now they're like touching each other's thigh. I'm like, bitch, if you're not willing to go to the center, I don't want you touching the thigh. You're making me crazy. See what happens when I talk about boys? I get all worked up. All right. So let me focus again. All right. So I'll be connecting to that area. Okay. Mm-hmm. When things are connecting and you understand what I'm talking about, let me know. Yes, totally. Okay. You get it. If it's something that you're not connecting. So, okay. Let me know. I'm not worried about it because all the time people just don't remember things in the moment. Mm-hmm. So like later on, they'll be like, oh my God, I totally know what you're talking about. What that stick was or what the rope, you know, like you just don't remember. So don't be afraid to be like, I don't really know, but just let me know. Yes. You know, okay. Like don't be so tight. Once you're open, you're good. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then in the beginning, sometimes it's just random objects like mind reading. So I might just see things that you looked at or talked about or ate. And then I'll just, it's like, you know, I have to peel the energy layers. Okay.
Okay.
So we're going to do two deep breaths together. We're going to go in through the nose and out through the mouth, and we have to do it together. It gets me on like the same wavelength. Okay. All right. So the first one now. Okay. Second one now. Okay. Okay. So now I'm just going to connect. I'm just going to look at both of you. Okay. Now, while we were breathing, hold on. I'm just going to start over here with Jess because I was being drawn when we were breathing. First of all, to my left, to you, there was a cat that was coming up to me. Any cats? Did you see any cats recently or anything happen with a cat recently?
Me or Jess?
You.
Me. Well, first thing that came, I have two cats.
Oh, okay.
And then, and then I also had a cat that went missing a few years ago, too. That came up.
Okay, so a cat went missing, right?
Yeah.
That cat was coming through. You found the cat?
No.
Oh, okay. So the cat came through for me, for you, okay? All right. I'm just going to move on from that because I don't know. I don't want to say if the cat, it just came through. Let's just say it's out there. Okay. And I just felt that the missing thing. Okay. Okay. So I felt that about your cat. All right. Okay. Okay. Now I can't get the damn cat out of my head and it's showing me playing with this little ball. So I don't know. Like, do you have the ball or a toy or of, is it a boy or a girl?
It's a girl.
A girl. Does she have a special little ball or toy that she liked? I mean, I know that sounds basic, but there's something specific she was showing.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. There's some kind of a, so Aquarius of you. Aquarians. I love it. So, okay. Yeah. So anyway, she was just showing me some little ball. Okay. Okay. So you, there was something about a grandmother. It was actually went right to a person. Like it wasn't even like a thing. Is there a grandmother that passed away that, I mean, most of us have grandmothers passed away. I think it's your mom's grandmother, your mom's mother. Is she alive?
She is alive. She's definitely very old.
Okay. And is she kind of like teetering?
Yeah. It's mentally, definitely. Yes. Yeah.
She was coming through. Have you been thinking about her, or is it a concern, or like something? Because she came up right away.
Yeah, we're worried about her because she's she has diabetes, and obviously during COVID, and she's like 91. Mm-hmm. We actually yesterday were on the phone with her, going over like her, like you know, her will and everything.
Yes, there you go. Exactly. Okay, so that's why
literally
she came
yesterday.
Through,
right?
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm feeling that. There feels like peace for her, to be honest with you. It does feel like she's okay with where, like 91. I mean, that I don't have to be a clairvoyant to probably know that that means that she feels good about it. But as a clairvoyant, her energy, I'm feeling, she's completely like, she's actually very business about it. She's very like, she's very like, just like sign the dot, let's do it. Like she's very like, yeah, like business. That's the word that I'm looking for.
Yes, she's.
I see her in
she's
jeans.
A strong Capricorn queen, and she's very fucking business. She tells us, stop crying about me dying. I'm ready to go whenever I want to go. Like,
exactly. Yes.
Here are my things. Like, she's very direct.
It's like she's boarding a Delta flight.
Yeah, no,
like
it's literally, like, and she's very spiritual. So she's just like, I'm ready to go. I'm you know, she's ready to go be with. And she's ready to go be with her husband, she says.
Yep. And I see her wearing jeans. Like, and that Capricorn thing makes sense because she feels very like outdoors. Not that she's outdoorsy, but her outfit is outdoorsy.
She only wears jeans. Are you serious?
Yes. That's what I'm seeing. It's specific.
Because she's got no butt and her jeans just like, and she's so tiny, they just like sag on her and she just like twiddles around in her little jeans with her little stick legs.
Yes. Like, it's specifically jeans.
No, she literally, that's all she wears is jeans. Yeah. Every once in a while, a jegging, but it's a jean legging. So, like, that's what
Yes, exactly. Yes. It was so highlighted, the jeans. I was like, look at her.
Yeah, she's no, like, hands in the back pockets of the jeans.
Yes. Just living for the denim. Like, she is like all about it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's really funny. So that was really, yeah.
Yep. Because that was what was clear. It was specific, the jeans. Okay, cool. So that's grandma. Yeah, she's ready to go, to be honest. So it's so weird because she feels like, besides the diabetes, though, she just feels like in good health. Like, besides her diabetes, she's like, she's just a strong, her bones are strong. She's very like, her foundation is strong, but she's ready to go.
I mean, you couldn't be more spot on with that. She's extremely, she's still so sharp for her age. She still runs like half of the family business, does all the finances.
In her jeans.
Yells at us when we don't cash a check in time, like, you know, but like still the most sweetheart. But she's ready. She's been ready to go for a couple years now. She's very,
so
like,
just take what I'm saying as validation for you. So when it does come, you can be at peace with it, because she's completely at peace with it. Okay. All right. Okay, those jeans are so adorable, though.
Yeah,
I can't even take it.
She's got the biggest tits you've ever seen, with the tiniest little legs in those jeans.
In those jeans,
she looks like a popsicle or a little lollipop.
I love it. Okay, let me just keep connecting. Okay. So I'm going back over. My love, what was your first name again?
Becca.
Rebecca or Becca?
Both. I mean, my given name is Rebecca, but I go by Becca.
Okay. Rebecca. For some reason, Rebecca stands out to me. Mm. There's something connecting with me about Rebecca. I don't know why. Mm. It's like, okay, hold on. Does your mom always, what does she feel about that? How does she feel about Becca and Rebecca?
She does very rarely call me Becca. She calls me either Beck or Rebecca a lot of the time.
Yeah, something about Becca. She's just like, you're more Rebecca, or even Beck.
More,
you're deeper than, like, Becca is so adorable and great, but Rebecca, there's something like very, there's something very strong about it. And I think that with you, you haven't embraced your strength yet. Okay. You have more depth than you're maybe showing. Okay. There's more to you. Okay. So let me just reconnect here. All right, Rebecca, my dear. So there is a boy that's popping up for me. So brothers and boyfriends often, for some reason, always fucking get like very unclear. They're very mixed.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to start with, do you have a brother?
Yes.
Okay. Is there two brothers or just one?
Two.
There's two, right? Yeah, because I'm seeing the two. Okay. But there's one specifically that's being highlighted for me with you. Is one dating someone serious?
One's married.
I was just going to say the married one. There's one. I thought they did. They just get married, or how long ago did they get married?
Actually, they got married 10 or 12 years
ago. Are there, is their relationship okay? There's something about this brother with the marriage. I don't know what's going, there's something going on with it. Are they, is there, are they on the rocks?
No. Well, actually, I don't know. But
tell me what you're suspecting.
Well, I just know I was in, like, years ago, I basically knew something about their relationship. Mm-hmm. And then, like, everyone else ended up knowing. But yeah, okay. I was like the first one to know. And it is definitely something that still stays with me.
Yeah. And I'm probably picking up on that, on the thing that stays with you. So maybe they're fine now, but there's something that, you know, and we don't have to discuss. We don't have to expose it. Yeah. So there's something that went on. So there's something with that relationship. Okay. So that's what I was picking up on with him and this marriage. Okay. By the way, the other brother, for some reason, comes in like in and out, like very, like a little bit invisible. Is there a reason why he's a little bit disconnected to your energy? He maybe just, go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say we have periods of being like, or not even periods, like moments, I'd say, of being like really close. Like sometimes when he'll call and we'll talk on the phone for like 3 hours and then there's other. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's going through it for him. How I describe sometimes invisibility is like, it's like he's still unsure about himself and he's still kind of trying to just go through, just try to figure it out. So if you ever have those moments where you're not like connecting, it's really just because he's in, like not connecting with himself. He's like, sometimes he struggles with like who he is. He's growing. He's trying to like figure it all out. Who's the youngest?
Yeah, he's the youngest of the family. Yes, I'm one of five. Yes. He's the youngest.
There you go.
And my, brother's the oldest. Yeah.
Exactly. Yes. Mm-hmm. So the young, that's what I'm, it's because he's the youngest. Mm-hmm. There's just something, he just hasn't found his own identity. He gets kind of lost in the four, in the other four. He gets lost. He just, either he's just trying to be like the older siblings or like his father or something. Mm-hmm. He's not living up to his father's expectations or what he thinks his father would want him to be. And I think it might connect to the older brother. Like, I think like the older brother is like, you know, the one, the shining one. But meanwhile, the baby is like being kind of forgotten about a little bit, you know, even though they're usually spoiled. But that's separate. That's birth placement. So, yeah. So he feels a little, he feels lost sometimes because I see him visibly and then I see him disappearing. So it's not all the time.
So a lot of us are making the most out of our homes right now out of just, you know, sheer necessity on top of being your living space. It might also be functioning as your office, your gym, a school, the list goes on. But with all of those functionalities comes a need for one thing, a way to drown out the noise, okay? And sometimes you need to be able to zone out and focus in on one thing at a time, which means mama needs those wireless earbuds from Raycon, the best, most affordable wireless earbuds that are guaranteed to drown out unwanted, unnecessary noise with, you know, music or podcasts or, you know, the list is endless.
I just got Raycon's newest model, the Everyday E25 earbuds. And they're the best ones yet. They've got 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives the most amazing noise isolating fit. Love to isolate the noise.
And love that more bass.
Yeah.
More bass, the better, baby.
Let it slap. They're perfect for working at home, working out at home, or perhaps listening to your favorite broads chat about anything and everything under the sun.
Oh, hey there. Raycon was founded by Ray J and loved by so many celebrities like Snoop Dogg, Brandy, and Rich the Kid. And after trying them for myself, it's very easy to understand why. Plus, they're so affordable. Some other earbuds can cost a small fortune, but Raycon earbuds are about half the price of other premium wireless earbuds on the market, but they sound just as amazing. I love wearing them for meetings because the noise isolation enables me to focus on the task at hand without any of the background noise of potentially my precious, adorable child or dogs or husband.
Well, now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/chatty. That's buyraycon.com/chatty for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buyraycon.com/chatty.
Okay, so let me just reconnect. Let's see what else we got going on here. Okay, I'm going to go back over here and just... Okay, just reconnecting. So I think your grandfather is coming through now, because we were just talking about your grandmother. You said her husband, your grandfather's passed away. Mm-hmm. He's showing me. Do you remember? I know this might sound basic or generic, but not all grandparents have a cane. Did he ever have anything with a cane, or was his walking?
At the very mm-hmm. end. Yeah.
So he's showing me that. He's showing me that aspect of him. I'm seeing like these like rows of dirt. So at first I thought it was like a bowling thing, but then it's not bowling. It's like dirt, like rows of dirt. So I don't know if it's like gardening or farming or anything with that kind of a thing. Like, did he do anything like that?
Yeah, he grew up in Switzerland, like mm-hmm. right in the middle of the wartime. Uh-huh. And he ran his family's farm.
Yes.
All growing up. Mm-hmm, and they yes. like grew vegetables and
yeah, that's what he did. It's interesting too, because when I was seeing those rows of the farm, mm-hmm. he also showed me a gun. So I was going to say, I'm not saying he was in the military, but I was going to say, was he around like some kind of like war?
Yeah, it was during World War II. Like they were right on the base of Switzerland and Germany. So it was.
Oh, right by the base. There yeah. you go. Okay. So mm-hmm. that's why he was showing me the gun. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, it was definitely like an army gun, like, or whatever they would call it in Switzerland. I don't know. I'm not sure. I can only use the brain I was given, bitch, you know? Like, it's like a puzzle, so I'm interpreting. If a bitch don't know the word, she don't know the word, okay? It's like, I can only do my best with what I got. I'm from Long Island, you know? So that gun. Okay, so let me just reconnect. He's saying something about a cousin. Okay, so hold on, let me see. So that would be his grandchild. Is there a cousin, anything that, let me try to get more specific, hold on, reconnecting. Any of his grandchildren ever have any, I don't know if it's a birth defect or if it's something they might have been struggling with, something maybe happened even after, like with something in their body?
What I can think of is, so I'm his only blood relation.
Okay.
But then my family adopted my baby sister, and okay. my baby sister does have quite a lot of like
issues, certain,
like mental disabilities and uh-huh. learning disabilities. And, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like she struggles with that. So mm-hmm. grandpa is highlighting her. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's just highlighting her to acknowledge her, the grandchild, because he considers her a grandchild, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they he died when she was fairly young, her and I have a mm-hmm. big age gap. Yeah.
He didn't get to experience her as much. So that's probably really, why he's no. acknowledging her. Mm-hmm. So he's acknowledging I thought it was a cousin, but it's a grandchild.
That makes sense. Has an adopted sister.
Yeah. Being an adopted sister too. That would make sense mm-hmm. for sure.
Okay. So yeah, he's just acknowledging the struggles that she goes through, and the I guess we would call them birth defects because it's learning disabilities. So it's with the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. There's a son that he, how many children did he have? Because I'm seeing something about did he have any sons?
He did. Yeah. My uncle. Yeah. He has my mom and my uncle.
And the brother. Two. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that son he's acknowledging as well. And that uncle's still alive?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. He's acknowledging that uncle. So did that uncle never had kids?
No.
I'm wondering why. I feel like but to be honest, I think that he might have had either a miscarriage or an abortion with a woman in the past, because there's a child with your grandfather that is like, that I see still as a cousin. So do you know that, did he ever have any girlfriend or?
He did. And I don't know personally, but it wouldn't be something that would be surprising to me at all.
Okay.
I know for a long time, he's now divorced initially from the aunt that I grew up with him, but I know that right. they were trying to have children for a long time.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So that's what
they might have had a miscarriage. I was really young when they were trying to have kids. So it's definitely not something that I would have, you know, had the conversation with probably.
Well, there's a kid with him with the grandfather. So that's that kid. Because and if they were trying to have kids and you're not, they definitely lost in there. Yeah. That's very common.
Yeah.
But you can maybe ask your mom to just validate later on.
No, I definitely can ask you'll her. See.
So let her know that that child is with grandpa. Mm. Okay. Because there definitely was still the presence of a cousin. Okay. And it was coming off boy, girl. So that means that it was still in the energy wasn't completely. Mm. I explain that to people about abortions and miscarriages. The body isn't paired up with energy, has a gender. It's either male energy or female energy. It's just the way energy works. But a body is completely different than your energy. Mm. All right. So anyway, sorry, sad note. Okay, let me reconnect. I'm going to go back to my little Rebecca. Love it. I already feel I really love there's something about the fucking name. I don't know why I'm drawn to like that, being like that with you.
And you want to know? No, tell me. Something funny. In sixth grade, so I was homeschooled up till sixth grade, and when I went to sixth grade, a girl told me on one of the first days of school, she said, Rebecca is like a boring person's name. And so after that,
it stuck with you.
So I guess, so from that day forward, I started signing my name as Becca on every single paper, on everything. I started going by Becca Martinez.
And see, it
hasn't changed since. And on my Instagram too, I'm just at Becca. That's my, and that's.
And guess what? That bitch don't know shit. Okay. 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 Like, what a way to make friends, bitch. Like, you know, like fucking really.
Your name is boring. You're just like,
your name is boring. Like, I would be like, your face is boring. Stop looking at me. I'm bored. I'm going to fall asleep if you look at me for another minute. Like, so I felt that's a sting. Like, we need you. I want you to, like, honestly, that I know you're not worried about it and you haven't thought about it, but that affected you. Mm. Like, just, you're not boring. That's why I said that it's deeper. You're deep. You're deeper than you think. And that's why I felt that you're not boring at all, Rebecca. You are fabulous and you're strong and you're like, you're deep. There's more to you. Boring is the last thing that I'm going to call a double fucking Aquarius Gemini. Okay. Anyway, I'm so over people sometimes. How dare. See, don't let me have a daughter because I will go down to that school. I'll be like, where is this fucking bitch?
Just read her top to bottom.
Yes. Just fucking with your boring face. Get out of here, bitch. So yeah, I felt that, girl. Okay. So when we're done, when you're by yourself, just really like think about that and let yourself go back to that sixth grade you and with that moment and change that perspective. Go back to that and be like, no, actually, you're boring. Mm. I'm not boring. And really feel it, okay? Because I want that to open up. I want that energy to be released because you're going to see a whole new you come out of that, okay? All right. Okay, so I'm just going to reconnect here. Okay, there is a blonde boy popping up to me. Let me ask, are you dating anybody?
Yeah.
Okay, what color hair does he have?
Brown hair.
Brown. Okay. Is it like a light brown where it would maybe like look a little blonde to me in a vision, or does it get lighter in the sun?
Kind of, but no, okay. He definitely has more brown hair.
More brown hair. Okay. So is there a blonde ex or anyone that would be coming up to me? Yeah. So let's talk about this motherfucker. Yeah. Right. Like, because let me tell you, exes sometimes stick with us more than the fucking present boyfriend. Mm-hmm. So this blonde boy is coming up. And he's still kind of, so I see him, he's very, okay, here's the thing. He's just a little immature and playful. So I think that like, he doesn't know how to really be that serious. He just likes to play. I see him playing, like just throwing a thing. It could be, I say Frisbee because it's like, I don't want to say Frisbee because he's blonde. And it's like, that sounds too generic, but I see him playing like outside stuff. Does he have a little immaturity to him? Is he a little bit like, just likes to be easy breezy type of thing? Not from your perspective, because he probably, but just like in general.
Well, that's the thing. Like, like he's not, but he's has a very like goofiness to him.
Yes.
Like a very like, yeah, very
silly.
Like, silliness.
And I find that I think what I'm trying to get to is it's hard for him to be, like he just wants to be free and silly, and it's hard for him to like actually be serious about things. So I think that when it comes to why, maybe, I don't know. if you just didn't want to like settle down or be serious, how long were you with him?
Well, it's not really that. We were together for a couple years when we were a lot younger.
Mm-hmm. And you were younger.
Yeah. And it's more like the way I interpret him is it's more like he didn't want to have to deal with all the serious shit that like he's that's been thrown at him throughout his life. He's like the kind of person where there's always some shit going down.
Right.
And
so it's the defense mechanism for him to stay. It's like, let me just throw the frisbee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So for him, it's like, that's why I see it. When I see something, even if it sounds basic, it's for a specific reason. So like the way I was feeling about your name, like, there we go. Like there was something actually attached to it. So with him, the reason I see the frisbee thing is because that's a very, that metaphorically, it's a very like easy breezy summertime, stupid game. I don't even know if there's a professional sport for it, but it's like, just, you know, like, I don't know. Who knows about leagues?
Yeah. Frisbee leagues.
Yeah, I can't. Like, you're in a league. That's a lot. So I feel like it's deep for him. Like he really, so that makes sense that you said he went through a lot. So it's really like it fucked him. So he has to keep things light and easy breezy. That can get in the way of a relationship. And I think what happened is what I think you see his heart and you see his soul, but he just can't rise to that occasion, right? Okay. Okay. There are two kids. There are two kids that I'm seeing. Hold on. So there are two kids that I'm seeing that are connected with him, but then I'm not sure if they're connected with him. I'm just, when I'm seeing him, I'm seeing these like two kids. So I don't know. Is there anything that is?
Well,
that...
I have two kids, but not him.
Okay.
Surprise!
So then it's your two kids. Yeah. Okay. So then it's your two kids. I honestly, like, I remember that you did say you were breastfeeding before. So, yeah. But I don't remember. I totally forgot about that. Cause I go like in my trance thing. I didn't know you had two. So there, those are the two kids I'm seeing.
Now. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So, and I always like to acknowledge when I know something from my mind.
Yes.
I like, it makes me feel better to just say, well, I know that you have one kid from, you told me you were breastfeeding. So I don't like to like try to take credit for something my brain already knows. I just, it's just how I am. I am very like into authenticity. So now we know you have two. So I see the two kids. So, okay. I'm seeing it as a boy and a girl. What are they?
Yeah. Boy and
boy and a girl. Okay, great. Okay. All right. I just have to get the vision of you breastfeeding now out of my head. Hold on. It's like, it's still the afternoon, Thomas, you know, like.
It's okay. I'm breastfeeding both of them all the time. So I'm
breastfeeding both of them. My God. Okay. Okay. So yeah, it's, so they're close in age then, huh? Okay. Interesting. Are they twins? They're not twins. Mm-hmm.
No, they're only 16 months apart.
Okay, great. Yeah, because I was seeing them as that kind of, I wasn't sure. I wasn't able to put the, okay. So, all right. So here's the thing. I see it as the girl, then the boy, but they also, is it that what they are? They're the girl. Okay, because I was going to say they, okay. So that's right then. All right. Because the boy, even though he's the younger one, he's going to actually be a little more mature and he's going to be more, and it's, and that's ironic. That's not normal. Usually the firstborn is very mature, but the younger one's going to be very protective over his sister. He's going to be, he's a very protective source. Hold on. Let me just reconnect. Okay. So now I think I'm seeing the father. Is the father around? Are you dating him or is it just, okay. So I do see the father, and I remember you said he had brown hair. Okay, so I think that's him. Mm-hmm. So is he getting, I want to see him as like hot bodied and stuff, but is he getting a little bit of a belly recently or anything like that?
Well, he's trying to gain weight.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So there we go. So I was seeing the weight thing. So he's trying to gain weight. Yes. Okay. So that's why it was being highlighted. Something about a belly. Okay. So he's trying, that's what that means. So he's trying to gain weight, the cute little angel. I can't. These boys, they want to gain weight. Oh, I'm so big now. Right? That's so I can't. I want to take a stray boy and just feed him. I just want to keep him in my room and feed him and pet him and do all of those things. I love them. Ah! Okay, my next life. I always say that. That's why I'm good. I am such a sweet, good person because I am getting that reward, bitch. I am coming back as a hot, big-titted bitch. Like, you don't even know. I am coming back. I'm gonna be breastfeeding my two kids too. You'll see. I'm gonna have one here, one here. I'm gonna be like, let's go, sister. I've been waiting a lifetime for this.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I get on tangents. Okay, so let me just reconnect. Okay. So I see him being a little like frozen in the sense that like he's really great father. I think he's great and he's going to be good, but he's a little frozen in the sense I think sometimes he questions himself or he like doubts himself. So he like freezes. Does that make sense? Like when it comes to parenting and being a father, he's just kind of like he's in it, but he freezes. He just doesn't. Sometimes he gets nervous or he questions himself about that.
That's interesting because we had the aura reader and she was saying that he basically is making it up as he goes along in terms of parenting.
Yes. And I see him just stopping sometimes because he's questioning himself. Okay. Okay. But that little boy is going to be such a protector. I love it. He's like, he's got a very strong, like soul fighter spirit. Mm. Okay. And all these kids being born now, what'd you say?
No, his name's Franklin. So I was just like, little Frankie.
Little Frank.
Oh, Frankie. such a Frankie. Like, get the fuck away from my sister. I'm Frankie. Like that kind of guy. I'm Frankie.
Somehow he's going to have a Long Island accent.
Well, I was going to say, he's Italian now. Now he's a Guido. He's a Guido from the South Shore of Long Island now. Okay, so that's good. So let me just reconnect here on you. Okay. So when I think of guy stuff for you and relationship stuff, it's kind of all over. Not all over.
You're
going to
get a divorce.
Like, well, no. Oh, please. I told Giannis Papas that his wife's going to cheat on him.
Oh, shit.
I just tell it like it is. I'm sorry. I don't make the truth up. I just deliver the truth. I don't make it up. You know, that's how I said. And I can't keep it in. I have like a disease where I have to say it. I can't, like, it's been my problem my whole life. Mm-hmm. So I get stuck if I can't. I have to like let it
great
out.
For podcasts.
Perfect for podcasts.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So here's how I feel with it's your husband, you said?
Yes.
Or boyfriend. It's okay.
I'm married. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So
the arm that you saw earlier.
Oh, yes. Oh, he was so cute.
Yeah, he's cute.
The first thing I saw, this arm with these tattoos and he's being all mysterious, like not in the frame, like fixing something. They love fixing shit. He was telling me to go into my settings. I was like, yes, bitch, I will go into whatever you want me to go into. He's like, go into your preferences. Yes, exactly. He's like, go into your preferences. I'm like, bottom.
Oh my God.
I live for straight boys. I can't. It's like, it's my whole thing. I love straight boys like dessert. Like some people have to have dessert. I love them. I can't date because I love them so much. Okay. All right. Let me refocus. Okay. So I see him, but I also see like a couple of other guys and I'm not saying that they're anything. I just feel like.
Tell me.
Yeah, no, I'm wondering who these guys are. Hold on.
Yeah, Jess, who the fuck are these guys?
Yeah, no, they're not. Hold on. I think that because your energy is very like, you know, like I think that flirty thing, maybe that's why there's ones that linger around still.
Yeah.
You know, like they still think we're friends, like that kind of thing. And it's like a bitch is married, you know, like.
Yeah, I get a regular. There's a couple that are a regular DM sliders from.
Yes,
from
exactly.
The past. Yeah.
From the past. Yes. And they linger and I'm seeing them.
Jess also always has stalkers.
Say that again, stalkers. Yeah.
Yeah. She attracts all the weirdos.
I can't.
I do.
I'm so jealous. I am. It's like, listen, one man's garbage is another man's buffet. You know, that's how I say it. I'm like, it's just, this is my truth. Like, let me live. I'm sorry. I can't. I wish. Okay. So let me see about this guy. I am seeing something with like wood, like 4x4s or 2x4s, whatever the fuck, plywood, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Is there a construction project going on or something he's thinking about building or doing or anything like with construction?
I mean, we've been talking about like housing projects, like trying to either expand the house or mm-hmm. move mm-hmm. from the house.
Right. But it's for real though, like expand or move, right? Yeah. Like, is that the,
yeah okay. That's been the conversation. Mm-hmm.
I feel like the 2x4, whatever that is, a plywood, mm-hmm. the wood they use to build, right? Mm-hmm. I think that makes me say expand the house. That's what I feel like I'm seeing that okay. for. Cause I feel like if I can, I see it because you're talking about it, but also like, if I see it, it's right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it feels like it's right. Let me just go a little deeper on that and see. So is it because you guys want to have a child soon?
It's because Beck and I have been talking recently about potentially like either removing ourselves from the middle of Los Angeles. Yes. Mm-hmm. Or we've like just talked about expanding just because we're like, all right, are we going to like settle down here and be here for a long time or whatever? Mm-hmm.
Is there something about children going on with you? There's something with children.
I have a daughter.
Oh, okay, a great. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. So I don't know why I keep thinking of you as like childless girls.
I mean, look at us.
I mean, you're because telling you me that so there's like vibrant, many yeah. men and like I don't have yeah. a kid and I'm like, I don't yes, mind this reading. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes. Well, keeping my husband around because he's a cutie, but like, you know, I don't
yes,
mind.
He's so cute. Yes. Well, I was seeing that girl and I just assumed, I guess it was, but okay, no, here's the thing. Are you thinking about having another child in the future? And because there is another child coming through, there's a second child that's going to be coming. So that's what I was picking up on. So,
okay. Well, that. we did have someone read our charts the other mm-hmm. day and mm-hmm. she was letting me know that if I don't want to have any more children to, Evan needs to get snipped or I need to do whatever soon because she said there is a lot of fertile energy coming
yes.
forward right
yes.
now. In 2021, there's a lot of fertile energy.
Mm-hmm. And I'm feeling that. Okay. So it's up to you. Mm. Okay. He's got that wood going, you know? So he's so either you have the baby or I will.
Baby. Yeah,
exactly. Yes. I'm like, oh, that isn't a plywood. Okay.
All right, sorry. Out, the whole time, we're just talking about, yeah, we're talking about fucking boners.
Exactly. The whole time it was like, oh, that wood.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. No, but the wood definitely is about the extension or the mm-hmm. moving. So, all right. Okay. Yeah, girl. See, now I'm seeing like a backyard swing set and like all that kind of like I'm seeing all this kid shit. So I feel like we're kind of being torn. I feel like this is like a real thing going on for you in your life right now about having a child, not having a child, doing this, moving that. I feel like you're kind of really like at a crossroads. It's more than just should we move or extend the house?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like it is. Mm-hmm. So I feel, and I always just feel the truth. I think just extend the house and go for it. Have the kid, have a kid, have another, you know, have the schoolyard in the back, have like the play set, all that. Just go for it. Like you'll always be a hot mama. You don't have to leave that behind. You can always be that vibrant, flirty thing. I feel like maybe you're afraid to become the housewife mom type of woman, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And even having a child is a lot. But look at fucking Rebecca. She's over there just fucking pat, pat, pat. She's like, she's doing it, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel like you're struggling with that. And I'm just saying, I think that energetically wise, you'll find a lot of purpose in that if you just let go and go with it, okay?
It's interesting because I think we play off of each other's energy a lot because I gain a lot from Jess where I'm like, mm-hmm. I got to like live more. I got to like, because I can... Mm-hmm. it's funny because I don't know if I feel like people who know me know that I can easily go deep into my cave, into my farm mm-hmm. with my children, mm-hmm. and I could mm-hmm. be fine with that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But then Jess reminds me to like get out of my, like just go, you know, be mm-hmm. be young, be fun, have, you mm-hmm. know, socialize. She brings that part out of me.
And then in the same turn, it's like, then I see Becca like with all the precious babies, like killing it and able to handle it. And I'm always like, I don't think I could handle it. And then like, I'm like, okay,
you can.
Well,
oh my God, you totally
you
can.
Know, so,
yeah. And I literally don't think I can handle sometimes going out and having a social life. I'm like, I don't have time for that. I can't do that. Yep. And then I'm like, no, that's
important. And we meet people in our lives that are supposed to mirror each other and help us see those things. And I feel like I'm hitting the root of both of those things for you. Cause with the name thing for you mm-hmm. and that girl telling you it's a boring name and you're boring, then that, and you're now, and then with you being fearful of like being the mother mm-hmm. and like having this normal family life yeah. and just doing that normal thing mm-hmm. is like, is your like karmic lessons mm-hmm. that I'm kind of unveiling. Mm-hmm. And I want you to hear me when I say you are far from boring and you're so deep and you're so fun and you can be out there living. Just, you don't have to be at the bar topless on dancing. That's not fun, but just out more meeting people and like experiencing, and you can settle more mm-hmm. and be settled down and be more in an extended house with a big family. And, you know, mm-hmm. so I'm just saying, don't struggle with those things anymore. Live and let live. Be you. Those things will help you flourish and you'll thrive and you'll just feel less disconnected. Okay. Mm. Okay. Let me just reconnect. That
makes sense. Okay, Brad. So if you're working from home right now, you may be spending more time with your pets, which is a huge benefit in my personal opinion. But of course, with the good comes the bad. If you're spending more time with your pet, that means you're also spending more time with shedding fur, for instance, or dog breath, or if you have cats, the dreaded litter box. So my dad has a cat at home, but he's also the king of taking care of any local cats in Los Angeles. It's actually the most precious thing about him. But I know he has a big hate relationship with dealing with the litter boxes. He said he used to feel like he was constantly cleaning it, and no matter how many times a day he would scoop it out, it still would smell. And you add that hot heat of summer and you've got yourself a less than ideal situation, I'd say. But then I told him about Pretty Litter. He switched and he loves me even more now because his life instantly got easier. He's made the full switch to Pretty Litter and the days are much better. Not only does Pretty Litter keep your home smelling fresh thanks to its ultra absorbent crystals that trap odor instantly, but it's also super safe because it doesn't contain any irritants often found in conventional litter that can really aggravate allergies and asthma. And speaking of keeping your house healthy, Pretty Litter's best feature, in my opinion, is that it changes colors to help detect early signs of potential illness in your cats. Pet owners know that the guessing game when it comes to your pet's health is not fun. Pretty Litter will make sure you always know what's going on with your cat so you can act accordingly. So save yourself, make it a no stink summer, the remainder of summer with Pretty Litter today by visiting prettylitter.com and using promo code chatty for 20% off your first order. That's prettylitter.com, promo code chatty for 20% off, prettylitter.com, promo code chatty.
So I'm just going to go in the middle here and see where I'm drawn to. Okay. So Rebecca, I'm back over here with you and I believe I'm seeing your dad. Mm. So your dad, here we go. He shows up in the middle for me. Is your dad still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah. So your dad comes in the middle, which means again, like I said earlier, like that's like, I don't know if it's depression or mental illness or drugs or alcohol or dementia or any of those things. It could be something specifically stressing him right now, but he's coming in through the middle here. Mm. Do you know if he's going through anything like that?
I don't know.
Okay. Maybe just talk to him, hit him up, see what's going on. If he's feeling any kind of like, I feel like he's just feeling, this is what I'm feeling with dad. Hold on. I feel like, first of all, his father, did his father pass away? Your grandfather? He's still affected by that. Mm. Like, I feel like your dad's sad about that still. Mm. How long ago was it?
Probably 12 years.
Mm-hmm. there's something about his dad, because your grandfather's coming through too, and there's something about his your grandfather's pointing at your dad going, it could be either he's sad about that or he's sad about something. There's something happening that's making him sad. Mm. There's a boy. Do you have a brother?
Yeah, I have the two brothers. Yeah.
The two brothers, right. Okay, so the brother, there's something... Is it the brother? Oh, right. There's five of you. Right. Okay. So the brother, is there something going on with your brother and your father that could be about
which one, younger or older?
I was going to say the youngest one, but I think it's the oldest one. I think there's something that like there's something about their relationship is kind of weighing on him. Something's going on with that. Do you know anything?
I mean, I would believe that there's unsettled stuff between them. My older brother and sister are both half siblings. They're my dad's kids. And there's they just had a different childhood and a very different experience is what I'll say than I did growing up.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like your dad is connecting whatever issue your father and his father had together. Mm-hmm. I feel like your dad's worried that he's repeating that with your older mm-hmm. brother. Mm-hmm. So there's something about the male lineage in your family that your dad's having a thing with. So, just talk to him and see what's up and see if that's true in any way. Mm-hmm. If there's a way to open that conversation up, okay? And then your mom, I'm seeing her over here on the left. Mom is still alive?
Yes.
Okay, so she's over there. Are they together, your parents?
Yes.
Okay, they're still together. Good. So... your mom is feeling... She's coming off active to me. What's going on? How is she just the complete opposite of active?
No, she is 100%. She is Miss like I have like five different volunteering things that I'm doing at once. Yes. And I have these different programs and I'm trying to get everyone to donate to this one thing that I'm working on. And like that is my mom.
Yes. Like she's so active. I'm like, God, lady, you're how she's like 60. How old are you? How old is she?
Well, my mom's actually she'll be. Well, so my mom is she's about to turn 50 this year. She's about 50, to turn 50 this year. But then her mom's also around too. And they are very much the same in that way.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, yeah, I felt it was going to be a pin, like one of those like 10 year marks. Mm. I felt thought 60, but it felt like one of
she's
one of
the 10 year marks. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. 50, 60. It's all the same. You know, it's like, I mean, after 40, I mean, I'm just playing with the house money now, you know? Happy to just make it this far, you know? So, yeah. But, yeah, for 50, she's just very active. Like, it's like, relax. Okay, so she... And your dad is complete... Like, she's active, this and that, and he's just, like, chilling there behind her and, like, kind of just, like, he's a little bit slower than her. Mm. Like, he moves a little bit slower than her. Okay? Okay. I'm seeing something with, hold on. There's a building that I'm seeing. I just think it's you. I think it's for Jess. Hold on, the building. Mm-hmm. What is that building? Hold on. It feels like a medical building or something. What does your husband do for work?
He's in music production.
Okay. Yeah, so that wouldn't be it. There's some building that I keep seeing. It feels like...
It might feel medical. My grandfather started that side of my... Like, my mom and brother work still for the family company, and it's, like, an industrial-looking building, and they're in chemical sales.
Yes, okay. Yeah. And it looked like an industrial...
That's a medical... Yes.
When you said that, I was like, oh, my God, it literally looks exactly like that.
And it's a chemical, like... It's the way what they do. It's so weird. It's so hard to explain. I still don't even really quite understand.
That's why I was like, it was your grandfather showing me that building again. Okay. Cause he's still, the grandfather's talking very like, not talking. I don't hear him. He's just communicating. I mean, when I start hearing them, then you got to call the fuck for help. Okay. Imagine. I can't. No. That's where I draw the line, motherfucker. Don't start talking to me. Like, I don't need to hear what you sound like. I already feel you and see you. I don't need to fucking hear you. But he's communicating it. He shows me that building. Mm-hmm. It's specifically like the building that I see. And it looks like it's just, right? It's a very distinctive looking. Mm-hmm. It almost looks like it's in Gotham City.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. It's very, it would be, that would be something that would make sure that he, or that he would make sense that he would show you, because that's like his pride and joy.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Yes. He cares about it. Exactly. Is there something going on with the building that he would be bringing that up to me? We're not selling it, right?
It's struggling big time.
It's struggling.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, it's, I mean, even before COVID, like it was a thing. So he came, yeah. he came over and immigrated from Switzerland and then came over here and like started this successful company, and he bought that building, and he's, it's been there since like the 1960s. And, yes. And that's like, that's, it's still the same. Yes. building, yes. but
it feels a little spooky.
It's like spooky. It looks a little, and yeah. yeah, my mom and my uncle still, they run it. So they're still,
yes.
family still works there.
And they're definitely thinking about, like, I think because of the struggling thing, like yeah. They're contemplating like the whole, maybe we should sell it, this and that, do yeah. something. Grandpa's like, I mean, I know you're like, bitch, you already told me to fucking extend my house, and now you're telling me not to sell this fucking thing. You're telling me, I'm sorry that like I'm giving you all these things that you're like the complete opposite of wanting to
no,
do.
No.
But I can only tell the truth, you know? So Grandpa's like kind of, maybe he's just being sentimental about it, but I don't think he would show it to me if he didn't want you to just stick it out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So here's what he's saying. Is there a way to maybe downsize the business? Is that a possibility mm-hmm. or an option? Because mm-hmm. that's what I think he's saying. That's what he's saying. He's mm-hmm. saying downsize. Don't just completely get rid of it.
Okay.
Maybe we downsize it. Maybe we rent out space and just do use certain space. Upgrade it a little bit, something like that.
Okay.
Okay. So just throw that out there. We don't have to make any decisions now. I'm like, sign right yeah. here. Like, this
is, we're next. I'm calling my mom yeah, and my yeah, uncle yeah, right yeah. now.
Yeah, exactly.
Put
yeah.
it on lease, only half yeah. of it.
Exactly, yes. Do something with it. Right, put a spa downstairs.
Fire half of the employees.
Yes. I'm not here for any of those decisions. That is not my thing, yeah. Okay, beautiful. Let me know if there are any questions or anything you'd like me to like maybe look over. Mm. That's the, now we'll do that. We'll go okay. to that.
I have a couple questions.
Yeah, yeah.
I have one it. About the ex, about why he came up. Mm-hmm. the blonde boy, as you called him.
For your ex, yeah.
Yes. And then that's the first question I have.
I'm yeah. sure. Yeah, the blonde boy. Okay, so that boy. So I think, so when he
I
came
keep
up
fucking,
to me,
I've been having like, I ugh, lately, I God, had dreams, Dad. A ton of dreams of him when I was pregnant with my first daughter.
Yes, he's connected to you.
Having it again with my second
Which
son.
Makes
and then
sense
lately,
why then you're seeing the two kids with
yes,
him.
Yes, and then lately mm-hmm. too, I mean, I had a dream just the other night where in my dream, I was like, oh, these are his children, which is like so mm-hmm. fucking weird. It's
that's
like,
what I was. Yes, that's why he was connected.
Yeah. And I and that's like, so I'm trippy. Super happy and like yeah. love my boyfriend and
yes,
all that. But
of
like,
course,
I was having.
Yeah.
yeah. In my dream the other night, I was like, oh, like he's the father of my
right,
children. That was
I, yeah,
so weird.
Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. And that's why I connected with that. I was like, these kids are connected with him for some reason. Yeah.
So, weird.
So yeah. And, you know, side note, we love you. What's your boyfriend's name?
Gray.
We love you, buddy. Like, it's not about you right now. it's about the kids, you know? So I think, so here's what happens. Let me reconnect just so I can get a solid answer. And I'm not just giving you my opinion. Hold on. Okay. So it's really just simple. It's not that you have feelings or anything, or it's just that you, because when you feel with the kids, right, you feel motherly and maternal and the kids bring up that maternal feeling in you. And with him, with the ex, with the blonde, you feel bad for him. Mm. Like there's something about what he goes through or whatever he suffers with, or his not being able to be who he is, or his sadness or whatever, you still connect to that. So because of the kids, it's not literally the kids connected to him. It's the maternal feeling the kids make you feel that still makes you feel that way about him. So it's just about you caring. And that makes sense that you're a double Aquarius. You just care. You're connected. You'll always be connected. It's like, you know, once we love someone, just because it doesn't work out, doesn't mean that we don't still care about them, you know, unless they were abusive and did all kinds of
things.
But you still care. I mean, you know, my ex-boyfriend was emotionally abusive and stuff, but like, I still care about him. So because that's why you think of him. That's why you just worry. You care that he's okay. When's the last time you spoke to him?
I actually, funny enough, last time I saw him was he actually came with friends to my daughter's baby shower, and we all hung out as a group after that, like last year. And that was the last time I talked to him.
How did he feel to you? Did you feel like there were, because you probably can feel energies too, being an Aquarius. Did you feel like it was
so weird? Mm-hmm. I was looking up all my ex's charts the other day, stuff on the pattern, mm-hmm. and I was looking up his thing on the pattern, and it was saying that like, and then like his upcoming events are like, basically like coming into his own in manhood, and so it's interesting. Mm-hmm. You kept saying this boyish yes. childishness, and yes, so I've been thinking yes. about him, and I'm like, I want him to be able to like. I don't know. Yeah, I still do care.
You want him to rise to that level.
Yeah, and like to yeah. be able to like face the world in his like mm-hmm. fullness, because he's such like a special, rare person. And yep. I want him to be able to fully like come into that. And I, of mm-hmm. course, I care about him. And exactly. Yeah.
And that's why it's coming up. It's just as simple as that.
Yeah.
You're going to have a beautiful heart. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. You know, that's okay. It's okay to have a beautiful heart. That's great, right? Mm-hmm. So don't even worry about it. Don't think about it again. Just let it be. Just accept that you're a kind, loving person, and that when you care about somebody, you care about them forever. Mm-hmm. That's what that means to me.
And it's so interesting you say the maternal thing too, because I remember when we were together, sometimes I would like hold him in my lap mm-hmm. like a baby. Yep. He's like huge.
There you go.
And I would hold yep. him in my lap like a baby, and I just like mm-hmm. wanted to protect him and like take care of him.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So there's that maternal thing. Exactly. So that's why it's connected to it. Mm-hmm. So does that make sense for you?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's it. Sometimes things are just what they are, and it's okay. It doesn't have to be anything else. He's not in any trouble or any danger. You're not having feelings mm-hmm. for him. It's nothing mm-hmm. like that. Don't let your mind confuse what your spirit is just doing. Mm-hmm. You're just being yourself.
Just caring.
Which is, yeah, exactly. Just caring. And that's it. I mean, you held him like a baby. So mm-hmm. there we go. And I'm getting goosebumps. So that mm-hmm. means the spirit world's telling me, yes, bitch, that's mm-hmm. what we're trying to let you see. So that's all that is. Mm-hmm. Pat yourself on the back for being a really beautiful person. You know, look at that depth. There's that depth again, that you have this maternal, loving feeling that you held a grown man in your arms and it was beautiful. That's a gift to be able to connect like that. So don't forget that. Okay. Okay.
What was the second one?
I don't remember right now.
Mm. What sign, what'd you say?
Oh no. She said, what was the second question? No, it was just stuff with uh-huh. just stuff with my parents, with my dad and stuff like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, let me look into that. Hold on. Okay, reconnecting. Dad is, I think I'm seeing dad who's where, dad's still alive, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's like wearing this hat. This like weird, it's like, it looks like a straw hat. I don't know why he would be wearing a straw hat. Does he ever do anything silly like that? Or like, would he be putting a hat on for some reason?
No, not unless he was like golfing or something like that.
Okay, yeah. So it looks like a straw hat, but I think that's just my mind making that straw hat thing. It feels more like so does he wear a hat when he goes golfing?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm wondering, what's his business?
He does insurance.
Okay. No. Oh. It's something that, yeah, this hat. Hold on. Let me see what this hat is. So I feel like the hat's representing like formality, like being formal. Mm. So I feel like he's like, it's almost like he likes to be formal and like do things like by the book to like make himself feel in control.
Mm-hmm.
And he's afraid of letting loose and being free.
Mm.
And I think that's what the hat's representing. Even though the straw hat sounds crazy, the more I look into it, the hat makes me feel like he's putting a uniform on. So it's like, he's not comfortable being completely who he is. He needs like this structure. I believe that's what I'm interpreting the hat as. Hold on, let me just reconnect, see what else I feel from him. He comes up in the middle again, like all these dads do. So there's like stress or anxiety or depression or drugs and alcohol or any kind of mental illness, anything like that that you know that he deals with.
No, but it's so funny because we've been having conversations lately about like OCD stuff, because I kind of have mild symptoms of OCD mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. my dad kind of does too. Mm-hmm. Like my mom, my mom was randomly saying to my boyfriend the other day, like, yeah, sometimes like, I didn't even know she could tell me this shit. She was telling my boyfriend like, oh yeah, sometimes Joe will like have to flip on the lights on and off like three times before he goes to bed and like that kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah, that mm-hmm. sounds like fucking OCD. And Yeah.
And that when they display things like that, that's control. Mm-hmm. He needs to do that to have control. So that goes back to the control thing.
Yes. And also I've noticed that in our relationship, sometimes like when I'm visiting and stuff, he's trying to assert control over me where mm-hmm. he's like, Becca, you have to do this. You can't do that. Yes. And I'm like, what the fuck? No, you can't tell. I'm mm-hmm. I get yeah. it. Like, I'm your daughter and you want to exert that fatherly control over me because yeah. like, but I'm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he does it for it's control. It's control in his own life. He has mm-hmm. to like I said, with the hat, with the formality thing. It's just he's trying to like keep like buttoned up, like keep it buttoned up. Otherwise, he's afraid things are going to get crazy. Mm-hmm. So he does the thing with the light and all the OCD thing that helps him keep control. Mm-hmm. So your dad's biggest thing is the control thing. Other than that, I feel like he's fine. I don't feel like there's any like there's nothing health wise that I'm worried about mm-hmm. or. And also, I don't do real health stuff because I'm yeah. not a doctor. So I don't like to be like, oh, he's got this or that. I can just see like areas sometimes that people deal with shit. But other than that, he has that control. And then your mom's the busy woman, the busy, busy, busy. So they're good. Yeah, it's just mm-hmm. I do feel him. Remember I said earlier, he's a little slower than your mom. Mm-hmm. Your mom's always going. So maybe like he's just a little bit depressed, but not like mm-hmm. depressed, not like crying. But yeah. I just think maybe he's getting older and he's just like a little more like, you know, he's just like changing. He's just yeah. slowing down a little. Yeah. Okay. But nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
He just has to learn to let be free, mm-hmm. to let go more.
And he's definitely been more reflective too. You're talking about sadness. Like, mm-hmm. I got him this little thing where every week it asks a question. And like last mm-hmm. week it asked the question, like, what was your mom like when you were a child? And mm-hmm. she was, and he called me after, he was like, oh, that made me so emotional. You have to listen to this song I was thinking of.
Yes.
And like,
oh.
yeah.
Yes.
And so I think he's been like reflecting on, and maybe that's where his dad is yeah. coming up too. I'm like reflecting exactly. on his parents and reflecting mm-hmm. on now his role as like a father, as a grandfather mm-hmm. of 10
and
kids.
And as a dad yeah. with your brother mm-hmm. and like just his yes. relationship with the brother. And like, there's something he's reflective is the perfect way to explain what I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's going through. Just being reflective.
Yeah, that all makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
Any questions for you, babe?
I would say probably I'm interested if there's any sort of like that you see any connection between my daughter and mm-hmm. my grandfather who's passed that you're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So first of all, your daughter shows up all in white, which means angelic. So there's an angel energy in her. Okay. So not everybody gets to be angels. But there, when I see them and they're in all white, that's angel. So you might notice that she's got a certain spirit about her that's very like yeah. connected or angelic. Do you notice that?
My daughter is like, I don't really even know how to explain her.
She's, like above, she's like
she's an interesting character. Like she's very like big and bright. But like in a very interesting way, like she's very captivating.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Light. People have like are drawn to her.
Yes.
But at the same time, it's like, she's not performative. Like she is, no, but she isn't, yeah, but she's being herself.
She's being herself completely. Uh-huh. And she yeah. was,
whereas like you and I are like performative.
Yeah.
We like turn it on for people,
yeah, yeah. No.
but yes. she's just herself. And then people are yes. captivated
she's, like,
by
interpretive,
that.
Interpretive, like whatever. And she's also very, very connected. At least it seems this way to me, very connected to spirit. She talks about it yes. all the time. She tells me all
literally.
The time that she's talking to God. She told me yeah, the other day that she's been talking to the earth lately.
Yes,
and the earth answers her yes. back. And
how old is she?
She's four.
Four, exactly. So there you go. A four-year-old connected to God and the earth and the light. I mean, that's it, you know. So that's just an angel. So she's got angel in her, so she'll be here to like try to nurture that spirit because that'll help her understand it. Like okay. for me, no one nurtured my weirdness or like my connectivity. Mm-hmm. So I kind of, when I was a kid, always just felt like I used to call myself an alien. So I always felt like an alien, right?
Yeah.
So now as an adult, I've gone through enough struggle in my life mm-hmm. to get to this place.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thriving. But you need to, when she's doing that connecting stuff and she's exuberating this light,
mm-hmm.
really nurture that and like okay. show her, like guide her. You're her parent. You're meant to guide her natural abilities. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So connect. So definitely, you know, connect with that light and let her be that angel. So yeah. So she's got all the white. So she's got angel in her. So that explains to you why that people are like drawn to her. So when I try to understand their relationship with the grandfather and her, Your grandfather just like makes me say she's more advanced than I am. And he's a spirit. So he's like, she's connected to everyone. I'm not, you know, there's no like, yeah. It's just that he's like, I can't talk on her. She's the one who's mm-hmm. bigger than most of, than even him. He's giving her that credit. Mm-hmm. He's saying, no, I'm connected to her. If anything, like that's how she's more advanced spiritually, just her spirit. If anything, hold on. If anything, I see her comforting him. She's a comforter. Like she'll like, you know, like if anything, you know, now he didn't know her. Was she very, very young when
he didn't know her.
He never met her. Mm-mm. So yeah. So he's just saying she transitioned him when he passed and came into the earth onto the other side. That was how far apart was it?
It was, oh my goodness. I mean, probably years, like maybe almost, yeah, about 10 years.
10 years.
It was a weird like thing because it was a long time, but I felt kind of that way. Like,
yes, transitional.
It felt transitional. Did you hear
as she was saying that? I was like a decade, yeah. 10 years. Like I felt that, right?
So, yeah. In fact, actually, mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
The anniversary is
coming up. I think it's, she was born almost exactly a decade after he died by a couple months.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. So that's a transition. She helped that transition happen. And then even when she came into the world, he was already, you know, already there. She was, you know, new energy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their connection. Is she's the angel. So she helped transition him. But really nurture her. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. Thomas, you are like a treasure.
Oh, I love it.
You guys are so interesting. This will be for our listeners as we're like, tell us more. I'm like,
oh my God. No, they love.
They will.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for this.
This was so.
Thank you. You guys were just sweet and fun. And I loved your energy. And take all the things we talked about and try to apply them in your mm-hmm. life. Because that's what I really want to do with my work is like not just give people a reading, but I want them to like take that and like help change their mm-hmm. life mm-hmm. and help guide and take the insight that I give you. Mm-hmm. A lot of my people that come back, their clients, they come back for more. And we do work and energy work. And I get real joy out of I actually will see people's energy grow mm-hmm. and like and get better and calmer. And I get goosebumps now thinking about it. Like, so that's important to me mm-hmm. to help people get their energy right. Okay. So definitely, you know, think about that stuff. And
well, tell all of our listeners where.
Yeah. How can they have you help them?
Yes, absolutely. Anyone who wants a reading, just you can Instagram me, just DM me. You can put your shit on private. I don't look through people's fucking Instagrams. I do six a day. I have no time to be trying to fucking figure out. I have a gift. I don't. But if it makes you feel comfortable, please put your shit on private. I always say the less I know, the better. So mm-hmm. just DM me. It's ThomasDale5. They can also go look at all the reviews on mm-hmm. my Instagram so they can see other people's experiences. Mm-hmm. So just go to my Instagram, ThomasDale5. Check out the reviews and then just DM me. And then we'll go from there.
Perfect. We will put all of that in the episode notes. Thank you so much.
And thank you guys.
I mean, you know, once all this pandemic business, whenever it might be over.
Mm-hmm. I'll totally come in and we'll like, hang. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. I totally will. I would love to meet you girls. You guys are amazing.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
Thank you so much, Thomas.
And with that.
Thank you guys. It was great to meet you.
So great to meet you. All right, broads.
Chat soon.
Chat soon.